We have juice.
I just want to make sure that we're being picked up. My ears are still plugged from that silly airplane, and I'm...
Do you have a code?
No, it was just the,
It's picking up.
Yeah.
Behind me at the moment is a portrait, bronze by Rodin of my grandfather, and shortly to be returned will be a John Singer Sargent oil portrait done in 1905 of my grandfather, which has been on exhibition. In a show of American art of the turn of the century organized by the Whitney Museum of American Art, I believe, and in any event, recently shown at the St. Louis Art Museum. So perhaps in my blood is an interest that I inherited. I know that my grandfather was deeply interested in music. He had died, of course, before I was born, but I aware of all these things from family histories and biographies in his life. And so in a way, it seems quite natural that I would carry on an interest both in art and music, which I'm actively involved in as a commissioner of the St. Louis Art Museum and as a chairman of a visiting committee for fine arts at Harvard, where I'm also an overseer, and as a member of the board of directors and executive committee of the St. Louis Symphony Society. So it's in my blood.
When I say it's in your blood, was your family, your parents' home, one filled with art? I know that reading some biographical information that as a child, you were exposed to Audubon, Prince, Curie, and I, to things like that. Was your family particularly artistically oriented?
Well, I would say that my father, who had very bad eyesight, which is also an inherited weakness apparently, wasn't particularly attuned to painting and sculpture, although he had always a very good sense of taste, good taste in furniture and in prints and in the way the houses were organized and arranged. And so I think I could say that there were graphics around and there were nice things, and I certainly probably responded to them as a child.
Were you particularly interested in artistic matters as a child, or becoming an artist or any of that sort of thing?
No, I don't believe I ever took that line at all. I had always more or less believed that carrying on a family tradition as a journalist would undoubtedly be the way my education would lead. But I also knew rather